The majority of the Midwest is still slated to get two storm systems over the next week to week and a half. The first storm system is already influencing part of the region, and we saw precipitation occur yesterday across a portion of the region. The radar this morning still suggests that some precipitation is occurring across the Ohio River Valley, and some new storminess is beginning to evolve out in the western Corn Belt in portions of southwestern Iowa, northwestern Missouri, as well as eastern Nebraska. As we go through the day today, a new wave of precipitation will continue to get its act together in the southwest corner of the region before moving off to the northeast. Our greatest rainfall over the next 24 to 48 hours is going to occur from Missouri to Michigan. And in that corridor, we'll probably see rain totals running from around 3/4 of an inch upwards to 1.5 inches, with some potential for some 2-inch totals. The storm system, which is a frontal boundary that's fairly slow moving, will eventually bring rain across the eastern Midwest as well. And moisture totals over there will probably run 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch for Ohio and eastern sections of Kentucky, with a couple of spots maybe getting a little bit more. The northwestern Corn Belt will be relatively quiet today. There will be a little bit of drizzle, some light showers of both rain and snow possible in South Dakota and Minnesota. Moisture content will be low. We don't expect to see very many areas in the Midwest able to continue to work in the fields today or tomorrow in the eastern Midwest, but we will see conditions return a little bit better as we get into the Friday into Monday period. Now, with that said, some of the areas that get the greatest amounts of rain will obviously not be able to get back into the fields right away, and there will be only a limited amount of field work to occur before the second storm system begins to impact the region. That second storm system is due into the Midwest. As we move into the early part of next week, the precipitation will start off a little bit erratic in parts of the western Corn Belt, probably Monday into Tuesday. The main event will probably occur Tuesday into Thursday. We'll likely see the eastern half of the Midwest again most favored for the greater amounts of precipitation. The areas that do not get much precipitation out of either one of these two systems will most likely be limited to the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt and a part of the northern plains. Now, even up there, conditions are not ideal. There's been enough moisture here in recent weeks that fieldwork is a little sluggish anyway, but the precipitation potentials up that way are not likely all that great. We will see warmer than normal temperatures occur across a fair amount of the Midwest as we go forward through this next two-day period. Temperatures will become very warm relative to normal for this time of the year. Normal should be in the 40s and 50s. We'll be looking at 60 and 70 degree highs over the next 2 days, especially in the lower two-thirds of the eastern portions of the Midwest. Temperatures will not be quite so warm in the western Corn Belt, but we will certainly see temperatures above average as well. And as we move on into the end of this week, those temperatures will relax back to a seasonable range. We will see highs in the 40s and 50s and lows in the 30s and some 40s. And we'll expect to see somewhat drier weather, like I said. But because the temperatures are cooling down during that period of drier weather, it may not firm up the soil very quickly. And some of these areas get the greater amounts of precipitation, may not be able to get back into the fields for a while. After next week's midweek storm system, we'll start a more prolonged period of drier weather once again. But I'm not confident that it's going to stay dry for an extremely long period of time. But we'll be able to get back into the fields for a little while at the end of next week and on into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.